Dictation for Anne, A-N-N-E, Baker, B-A-K-K-E-R, October 15, 1981. Address as a letter to Dr. Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, dear Tamara, this is an addendum to a consultation done for Mrs. Baker with my participation by my nurse practitioner. I have reviewed extensive records from University of Michigan, endocrinology, rheumatology, OBGYN, as well as your records. Pulmonary specialist in Mount Pleasant and previous nephrology, Dr. Salameh, S-A-L-A-M-E-H. I want to summarize the following problems and potential diagnostic workup. Next paragraph, as you are aware, abnormalities on the right kidney with recurrent urinary tract infection, requiring reimplantation of the right ureter, eventually right side nephrectomy around 2002. Next number, CKD stage 3, which appears to be stable, with the left kidney showing no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention, with no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells, a protein creatinine ratio running normal, a recent testing for monoclonal protein being negative. Next number, a new diagnosis of hypertension, recently on beta blockers, blood pressure in our office as well as other specialties appears to be very well controlled. Next number, coronavirus infection within the last 9 months with persistent post-coronavirus symptoms of difficulty breathing, exacerbation of her background of chronic pain, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, extensive rheumatology workup, University of Michigan, for the most part is negative. There was an isolated antinuclear antibody being positive, however, with normal complements. They are going to follow over time pending a double strength DNA. Next number, a new problem of low phosphorus level, which most recent testing in April is back to normal, not associated to any source of diarrhea. Patient already on vitamin D replacement for prior diagnosis of vitamin D deficiency, with presently normal calcium and PTH levels. There was a concern if this could be part of a renal tubular abnormalities. However, right now is the phosphorus is back to normal. We will do appropriate testing, which is check a urine phosphorus either by 24-hour urine collection or fractional excretion. At the time of low phosphorus, these numbers have no value when the phosphorus is normal level as it was in April when the urine phosphorus was checked in a random sample. Next number, renal tubular acidosis with high chloride, which was documented before the coronavirus, out of proportion for the degree of renal failure, representing likely renal tubular acidosis. We are going to send appropriate urine testing to see her ability to acidify the urine. Next number, prior osteoporosis and refracture spontaneous. This was at the time that she did have exposure to Lupron because of abnormal uterine bleeding. Since then, bone density markers has improved to the level of osteopenia and appropriately replaced with vitamin D with good levels of these recently. Next number, there has been most recently normal hemoglobin without evidence of anemia. Next number, abnormal uterine bleeding, extensively worked up through Mayo Clinic, University of Michigan, with no anatomical abnormalities. Presently well controlled on present treatment. Next number, severe depression requiring electroconvulsive therapy. Last one around 2022. They did testing pharmacogenomics, G-E-N-O-M-I-C-S, pharmacogenomics. They were able to select appropriate medications with significant improvement of her symptoms. Next number, hyperhidrosis, feet and hand, accompanied by cyanosis and coldness of hands and feet and some degree of venous stasis. This is not Raynaud phenomenon. This is not acrocyanosis. The meaning of this is unknown. Is described as primary or secondary. She's been affected by this for a long period of time, favoring the primary etiology. Next number, comments. At this moment, I would like to prioritize what we are doing. Let's work on the potential renal tubular acidosis. Appropriate urine samples are going to be obtained. Bicarbonate replacement to be considered, as metabolic acidosis will compromise her bone density, favoring osteopenia, osteoporosis. Treatment will be strongly recommended. Next paragraph, she has been exposed to RECLADS, RECLAST, for the osteoporosis. She needs to understand the risk of these medications to cause renal failure. Next paragraph, there has been a discussion if the low bicarbonate represents the compensatory effect of respiratory alkalosis versus true renal tubular acidosis. I will favor renal tubular acidosis given the elevated bicarbonate and the presence of low bicarbonate even before her abnormalities with coronavirus. Next paragraph, in terms of the post-COVID abnormalities, CT scan has not shown any evidence of organizing pneumonia or interstitial abnormalities. She does have asthma for what she uses inhalers. I will see her back on the next few weeks. Further advice to follow. End of dictation.